T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB, and 6:30 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there, Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo. They on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a marathon Wednesday schmooze right up until the Nets. They're taking on the Pacemakers pregame, 7:15, right here on your fan. New York City.
Everybody's playing the Family Feud.
Growing up in a dysfunctional family is not always obvious. The signs may range from mild to severe.
My mama told me, you better shop around. Yeah, you better shop around.
On the players that were leaked out today, those weren't players that we were shopping. But, you know, where I'm from and what I was taught is when a team calls you, you should always listen to what they have to say.
In this type of dysfunctional family, members fight with each other in harmful ways that leave one another physically and are emotionally wounded.
My mama told me, you better shop around.
There was some productive conversations, but at the end of the day, there was no fire sale, there's no garage sale going on with these players.
The tension is bred from toxic parental styles, such as abusive and authoritarian.
Anything as far as what's happened this past week, anything that we've been dealing with, is going to be handled internally, and really that's how we're going to handle things.
My mama told me, you better shop around.
The offers that we received for these players didn't equal the value that we have for them within this organization.
Prolonged conflict within the family can damage a child's neurochemistry, which can create chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and an insecure attachment style.
It's a special place, a special atmosphere at MetLife, and we just got to get it together.
He's got the exact mentality, and I've told him from the beginning, from my first day here, I mean, he's a mission statement guy. I mean, you talk about the traits you're looking for, that's Jamal.
In this type of family, one parent is a dictator.
He'll be focused on Miami.
While the other one is passively obedient.
I think Adams is a great coach and a great communicator.
And the members often choose to deal with their problems alone instead of seeking help.
And I think we all have to look ourselves in the mirror and see what we can do better.
We understand that this is a hard topic to talk about.
I think there are untouchable players, you know, I think there are.
You better shop around. Don't let your first one get you.
And if you ask Jamal, it is liar, liar, pants on fire. There are those, as we mentioned yesterday, there are those who watch what happens, those who make it happen, and those who wonder what the hell just happened. What happened yesterday was with Jamal, and now in no one we trust. If you were choosing trust, would you be trusting ownership with Woody having tea with the Queen and Chris wondering if his team will show up? Or would you be really taking Jamal Adams at his word? Would you be trusting a rookie GM and a coach who needs to be coached? Or would you be trusting a player filled with a will, a determination to win, a player the best on his side of the ball, a player who told his GM he wants to be in New York and stay a Jet? It doesn't matter if Douglas took the call or made the call. He didn't tell anyone Adams was untouchable, only Sam. Had Douglas been blown away, Jamal was going away, and with no one to trust, Jamal is left with doubt about who, what, when, where, and why for 2020 and beyond, and no doubt beyond Broadway. He will be in 2020. And with his fellow comrades on the team, if it can happen to him, it can happen to us too. Jamal Adams, again, is the kind of person, the kind of player the Jets need. The Jets need to have and behold, the Jets need to keep. But there's a good chance both Bell and Adams will be turned into offensive linemen and defenders who can get up close and personal with quarterbacks, also very much needed. Now, again, it's not the issue with Douglas making or taking the call. It's Douglas, from all reports, never telling anyone Adams is not for sale. Never told anybody from Dallas or Baltimore that Adams is someone we're not discussing. Only Sam was untouchable, and there's no Sam playing safety for the Jets. In no one we trust. Not when you feel you were lied to, not when you feel betrayed. The New York Jets will lose Adams. They will lose Bell as well, and will use what draft capital they receive to get some blockbusters on the line and bookends to harass quarterbacks. And they better be Tweedleboom and Tweedledum, two members of what you would like to hope will become a New York vice squad. Douglas will make and mold a roster for 2020, and he hopes beyond. And he'll be doing this with no safety net below. And so another day, another dollar saved by the New York Metropolitans having to spend on a manager. Again, Brody is down to his final four, as we mentioned yesterday, and they are Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson. We don't believe he wants Nick Saban, but wouldn't that be a blockbuster selection? We hear Brody likes Saban's ability to find speed and quickness with this helping the Mets score runners from second base on a single and steal bases as well. Here's a guess. Brody Van Bogar becomes the next manager of the New York Metropolitans and will be named as soon as Houston beats Mad Max tonight in Houston, making it the only game the home team comes out a winner. Bogar is also a peacemaker, as we saw last night, restraining his manager from assault and battery on Holbrook, the home plate umpire, calling Trey Turner out for doing what everybody does every day during the baseball season, and that is running to first base. So what kind of rule is it when Turner, the right-handed batter, leaves the batter's box in foul territory to get to first base in fair territory? It is, it says here, a bad rule. Peacock, some of us think Peacock should have been charged with a bad throw since he threw the ball from fair territory into Turner running in foul territory. What is it? In all seriousness, it was a bad throw to Gurriel, with the throw headed to the first base coach instead of to Gurriel on the inside of the first base bag. Moot. Who gives a hoot? The whole thing, since the Rendons went on to win the game to begin with. So moot the whole point. But funny it was when you saw Joe Torre, when he was reading the rule after the game, looking as though he wished he was someplace else having a sip of green tea. And Will we see something that we had never seen before from last night? Will we see it again tonight? Something new it was, with Bregman carrying his bat to first base and handing it off to his first base coach. And then we saw Soto do the same thing. AJ did one bit and said so to Bregman. And Martinez probably said there's no rule against it. Just guessing. Soto thought the whole thing was cool, and that's why he did it. And once upon a time, a little bit of a factoid. Once upon a time, there was a team that won a championship winning all of their games on the road. However, this needs to be qualified just a little bit. With the circus in New York City at Madison Square Garden, the New York Rangers won a Stanley Cup. And some people think they only won in 94, but no, not at all. Back in 1928, with the circus at Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Rangers won best 3 out of 5, and all the games were played in Montreal. It wasn't 4 out of 7. It's never been done with anything with the 4 out of 7. But the Rangers won. It was best of 5. They won all of their 3 games they needed to win the Stanley Cup in Montreal, beating the Maroons, as they were known, way back in 1928. By the way, for those needing to know now with the lineup, know that with the Washington Nationals, are they going to become the Crashinals or not? We think they will lose tonight, but listen, I can't pick the nose, as we say in the trade, so obviously this means that Washington is probably going to win tonight. Suzuki has been scratched, and Yan Gomes will be batting number 8 in the starting lineup for the Washington team. Mad Max on the hill tonight, and we thought he wasn't going to be able to pitch anymore, but no, he starts tonight against Greinke. Advantage, Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.